The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
You're in the Groove Room with Jana Joyel, and you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. Y'all, and we are back in our second hour here. That last song that you heard was Fairfax by Tosh, and then before that you heard Hysterical by Tosh. I just feel like she's such a jazzy white girl, like this Australian girl, like where does she come from? I love her voice. She also definitely sounds very heavily influenced by like black, you know, black music, R&B music. So it's just always intriguing to me when I find someone who's like foreign, they're not from America, or they're like, you know, clearly from a different culture and they are very much immersed in you know, in R&B or in jazz and like have all those influences. And then before that we played a few tracks from Coco Jones' new album Why Not More. I played Is It More featuring Lady London, which is from her extended version of the album You, and then Control Freak, which is also from the extended version of the album. But now it is time to get into our poetry segment for tonight. And like I mentioned before, if you just joined us, I'm going to be reading one of my poems. I wrote this poem, I think, when I was in high school. This is titled To the Heartbroken Black Girl. What is true beauty to you? My dear, true beauty starts and ends with you. Your brown skin covered in melanin, dripping as if you were Cardi. The gravity-defying curls and your goddess-like body. I bet when God made you, she looked at the people making recipe and added an extra drizzle of chocolate just because. And when you were born, she sprinkled glitter onto you from heaven up above. My dear, you were created with love. You're amazingly blessed, but since he lost interest, you feel like you've lost interest, like an old rickety car that was once some man's brand new Porsche, when the reality is you are still a brand new Porsche. Forget the man, you're a woman who is no longer his slave. Your entire life you've been told that how you look is not the wave. They will surf on other high tides and save you for a rainy day, but now I'm telling you to break the shackles, unlock the handcuffs, release the chains that have you hating on yourself as if you're the one to blame. My dear, your value is priceless. In fact, it hasn't sunken or risen. Even though you have been held captive in a loveless prison, my dear, you were made with love, and that's the only way you can be free. Love yourself always before the next. That is the key. So I ask again, what is true beauty to you? My dear, don't you see, true beauty starts with loving yourself and ends with a joyful eternity. So yeah, I wanted to pull out a positive one of mine, but that is to the heartbroken Black girl. I wanted to pull out a positive one that I wrote just to kind of give y'all some positive vibes on this Wednesday night. Like I said, I know we're like getting into finals and all the things. Up next, I'm going to play a couple other random releases that I've listened to recently. Some of them are from like completely new artists or newer artists. And then some of them are, you know, I'm going to play a song by, I've played Moneyella on here before, but she's a newer artist I've recently discovered. Rather Be Alone, which is Leon Thomas's new song with Halle. I'll play a couple other like newer artists that I'm kind of listening to. And then when I come back, we'll do our What's the Word segment. So up next, I'm going to play My Man by Moneyella.
You need it, you're mine. mess with the most and stay doing the most, making sure you're comfortable. See what happens when you do the work. Check, does anybody have a reference? Check, is anybody on their way to work yet? Shit, I don't know. I've been waiting for two.
How the hell am I getting punished for doing the work, goddamn? I'm gonna be standing on business till somebody else standing on business, okay? So we can see each other.
How did I become that qualified? Need someone to see me eye to eye. God is in tight to the time and right. Overqualified. How did I become that qualified? Need someone to see me eye to eye. God is in tight to the time and right. Overqualified.
For the both of us on our own. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Watching it all, catching your fall. I'm learning every lesson, he's in your direction.
He tells me that I pay attention.
All your money, eating all
so I'm addicted, boy. And I'm used to having control. Risk is a price I paid a toll. Just bought a Benz, touching on some M's. Ain't got no rent, but get it for the set. Watch your own weed, release all your stress. My heart's bulletproof, I'm wearing a bed.
Now get a new Sorrow comes, be kind to it, for God has placed a pearl in sorrow's hand.
And that last one was Wild by Isla. I'm pretty sure that's how you say her name. And then before that was God Complex by, oh my goodness, by Veya. And then Rather Be Alone by Leon Thomas and Hallie. I think that's supposed to be off of an upcoming, like, deluxe for him or another project. I know that he, like, teased that song at first and then he actually dropped it. And I really love Hallie. It's a very, like, abstract song. I liked Hallie's voice on that, surprisingly. And then before that was My Man by Moniela. Okay, the last two songs, I played those because I feel like it's so interesting how much, like, how elements of R&B are being weaved into, like, more, like, pop or, I don't know, not, I won't say indie, but, like, pop music. A lot of the new artists are very much heavily influenced by R&B and black music and all the runs and the riffs and the soul aspects. And, like, I've heard a lot of more pop-based songs or songs that are more on the pop, you know, side of things that actually have a lot of R&B elements in them. And I feel like the pop songs that I do like, besides the ones that just have like nostalgic value or songs I like growing up, are songs like that. So maybe that's why, like, they, you know, I took a liking to them. But it is much more common now, I feel like. Well, it's been happening forever, but I feel like it's becoming a thing where kind of all this genre blending is very much common. But yeah, so I'm gonna get into my kind of review of Art Attack, which was the concert that was held here by the Student Entertainment Events organization, and they brought in Tinashe, they brought in Tizo Touchdown, and they brought in Raven Lanae, who we heard from earlier this show. I didn't play any Tinashe because I haven't, like, I feel like I'm always listening to artists that I like, so I've played Tinashe on the show before. But as you guys know, on my What's the Word segment, I always remind y'all I am a music and entertainment journalist and an artist myself, so I always have to preface by saying that. And this is my recap. So Art Attack 41 featured Raven Lanae, Tizo Touchdown, Tinashe. Listen, the concert had a decent turnout. It was a Friday night, so maybe there was, you know, some other things going on, but it still had a decent turnout. It wasn't, like, packed, you know. It was in the Xfinity Center, which is technically, like, a little arena, so I didn't expect for it to be super packed. But fans were there. I got there, me and my roommates got there pretty early, so I was able to kind of see the entire thing, like, and watch the venue get more packed as time went on. And so there were plenty of opportunities for people who were going to get up close to see their favorite artists if you wanted to. Raven Lynae opened up the show, and she, to me, again, as I mentioned earlier, she sounded amazing. From listening to her music, I did not know that she had that vocal ability. Like, she sounded really great. She performed songs like Sticky and her TikTok viral hit, Loves Me Not. And her collabs with, like, Steve Lacy, of course. I really loved her energy and her stage presence. She just moved with grace across the stage. She was a great performer. Not saying I didn't think she was one. I was not familiar with her game. She did a fantastic, fantastic job. Next was Tizo Touchdown, whom I really only know, like, I thought I knew a couple songs by him, and I did not. I knew none of the songs that he did, but he definitely had the crowd going crazy. I did enjoy his stage presence as well, and just his overall, like, creative approach to hip-hop and R&B, or as he likes to call it, rock and boom. He asked the crowd several times if we were still rocking and booming with him. With heavy 808s and a rock star-like sound, his set was definitely the loudest. I had in earplugs the entire time. I was literally, like, fighting for my life. But it was still a good set overall. He did about an hour. Technically, Raven was the opener, and then Tizo and Tinashe were co-headliners. So he did about an hour. His microphone was like a bouquet of flowers, and he focused his set on using music to make memories. So, yeah, he did a really good job. He passed out. He tossed out, like, disposable cameras. And, yeah, I was really not familiar with his game either. I will say his was definitely my least favorite set of the night, just because I don't really resonate. I just didn't know the songs. But everybody was vibing. Everybody was having a good time. So, yeah, I mean, if you like Tizo Touchdown, you probably would have liked the performance. His stage setup, I didn't put this in my notes, but his stage setup was literally like a photo shoot. So he had, like, a white backdrop, and he had people on stage pretending like they were taking pictures of him the entire time. So it was a little bit overstimulating, too, because the strobe lights were going, the people walking around him as he's moving around the stage. Listen, if you like Tizo Touchdown, go see him live. You are gonna really enjoy it, okay? Because I was just sitting there entertaining myself, but I had an earplugs because it was just a lot going on. If you don't get easily overstimulated, please go see Tizo Touchdown if you like his music. I think you will enjoy it. But finally, my girl Tinashe took the stage, and she started off strong with her song Getting No Sleep. But in the beginning of her performance, y'all, her mic cut off. Why did her mic cut off? Now, y'all know that's who I came to see. If you listen to the show, I talk about Tinashe. I've been listening to Tinashe since I was in middle school. Her mic cut off, as well as the sound. So, listen, we were all upset, as many of us only stayed just to see her. It was so hilarious because people were like, now, how did Tizo Touchdown get through his whole set screaming in the mic? But then when Tinashe got on stage... people were upset. They were saying things like that out loud. So we literally watched as the sound people were scrambling and, like, on walkies and running back and forth. And it was literally pitch black. We were just sitting in the dark. You know, as a concert, the lights go down. We were sitting there waiting for them to fix things. She hopped back on stage. She hopped off stage for a few minutes, tried to push through, let them wait. Then she hopped back on stage, only for it to cut off again, y'all. This happened for about 2 to 3 more times throughout her set. She kept inching along, getting through a couple of songs. They'd be full-on choreography, and her mic cuts off. It was so bad. I felt so bad. It was really, really unfortunate. Finally, she just cut her set short. There were still highlights of her performance as she performed All Hands on Deck and her big hit, Two On. But as a true fan, I definitely wanted more. Nevertheless, she closed out her set with her biggest song as of recently, Nasty, which had the crowd going wild. She still pushed through and tried her best to give what she could because the sound was playing with her, and it was crazy. So, yeah, Tizo Touchdown yelled all up and through the Xfinity Center, and the speakers were knocking, but Tinashe got on stage and the mic cut off. There was no sound. So, but anyway, C put on a really great event, and I'm very grateful that they even picked artists like that. I mean, I would expect that from like my HBCU, but shout out to whoever, you know, chose to have artists like that, R&B or alternative, or just artists that are outside of the mainstream. That was a really cool thing that, you know, C put together. So shout out to them. And if you got to go, let us know what your experience was like at WMUC Groove Room on Instagram. Next up, I'm going to play a song from another artist that I recently saw live. Cherry opened up for Flo, which I talked about their, you know, performance a couple weeks ago. Really enjoyed their performance, but she also kind of surprised me. She gave a really good, you know, opening performance. It's really cool when you go to a concert and openers do a really good job. So this is More by Cherry. And then I'm going to get into the song by Elamine that I really like. And he made a remix with Blast. And we'll play a couple other new songs I'm listening to. And then I'll come back after that. This is More by Cherry.
That was just a sample. Should've known that I'd be way too much to handle. Had to blow you out and treat you like a candle. Had to cool you down and leave you on a mantle. Cause you're fragile, oh. Calling my job, calling my girls, giving up sex. Begging for time every night, it's giving press. Yes, you fucking with the best. Say you met your match, but I say you're giving my ass.
Baby, like my baby. So when you coming out west, I know you see me like it every time I lurk. Know you think it's heavy, but it's all light work. I'm the type to put you on a first flight, Turks. Whenever you ready, you just gotta say the word, word, word. It's like work, baby, like work, baby.
like how much more?
How far be? My baddest. I've been using it for a while now. What's the zigzag? What's the peanut?
Shake me!
I've been thinking I want you to come take this all for me. Come and show me what it is that you've got to offer me. On the road we can go all night. Won't you tell me it's all for me? And I'll give you all of me. So baby, come take this all for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been thinking I want you to come take this all for me. Come and show me what it is that you've got to offer me. On the road we can go all night. Won't you tell me it's all for me? And I'll give you all of me. So baby, come take this all for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we together, it flows like the waves. All the stress far away. I know they feel. No be pala, no go break my heart, oh. Make I no go holla, yeah. Oh baby, ole, ole, oh. Cause I bump pity, you nazo. Oh baby, ole, ole, oh. So make you no go leave me, my love. Too many things I offer you. Sweet loving I'll give to you. So baby, come closer and take my order. Make I have your body with your clothes up. I'm a man, don't joke, oh, no. I'm a man, don't joke, oh, no.
I've been thinking I want you to come take this all for me. Come and show me what it is that you've got to offer me. On the road we could go all night. Won't you tell me it's all
right, y'all, and that last one was Off of Me featuring Victoria Monet by DeVito, and before that you heard No Can by Samaria. I feel like the thing I like the most about that song is she's saying no can instead of no can do, and I just think that's funny. Like, the whole time she's basically saying all these things that she won't accept in the relationship, but it's no can, not no can do. I don't know, I think that's funny. And before that you heard Desires by Isaiah Falls and Ombre. I've been hearing a lot more of like his releases lately, kind of from like social media, so maybe I'll have to like actually check out a full project, because I think that's the second song of his that I've played on the show. He also has like a popular song called Butterflies with Joyce Rice that I've played on the show. And then before that you heard Lightwork the remix by Elmine and Blast. I've really been getting more into Elmine lately, and I really liked his Tiny Desk, which was like kind of a big moment for him, like he went viral. So if you are looking for like more R&B artists, new R&B artists, male R&B to get into, he's a pretty good up and coming artist for sure. And Blast, I don't think I've played Blast on the show, but Blast has some good music too. And then before that was More by Cherry. And that brings us to basically the end of our night here at the Groove Room. I hope I will see y'all again very soon. I don't know what the schedule is going to look like with finals and everything at the station and how they'll be running things. I'll be out of town next week, but as soon as I can be back in the station, I will be back. The Groove Room will be back. So just stay tuned on our Instagram at WMUC Groove Room for more information. And while I'm gone, y'all know I always give y'all a playlist. And if you didn't know that, you can go back and check on our page, because during spring break and then while I was going on vacation, I gave y'all playlists and I didn't actually use those on air. So they are separate playlists that you can listen to outside of the stuff that I play on air. And I'll give y'all another one next week while we are on hiatus. And if we're on hiatus again after that, I'll give y'all another one. So that's why you always got to make sure you follow us on Instagram at WMUC Groove Room. And all of our playlists and more information about the show can also be found on wmuc.umd.edu. Always, this playlist will be up there, or the list of songs will be up there, and I'll put this playlist on our Instagram as well. But I really enjoyed another night, episode 21. I don't know if I said that in the beginning of the show. Episode 21. This is our 21st week. 21st week, guys. This is crazy. I feel like I've only been in here for a month. But yes, thank you guys again for tuning in to the Groove Room. I'm your host, Shauna Joyelle, and I'm leaving you with In Your Eyes by Snow Allegra. This has been in, you know, rotation for me. I really already like this album, but TikTok has this song going crazy, so chances are you've heard this one already. But yeah, thanks so much again for tuning in, and until next time, keep grooving, y'all. Bye.
over now, we're time with time. Thank you.